True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, Bet Sweats, top of the hour, 10 toes down. Gertz is hyped. Everybody's hyped for that coming up. We'll get some NFL injuries and win total updates. Sammy P, he's in New York. He's got bear bets going on. That's his Thursday ritual out there in New York. And you got a buddy in the room with you, don't you?
I got Jeff Shorts right here repping the Oregon Duck. Joe says Northwestern outright.
There are better ways to lose your money. I promise you, they can find better ways. Even just a 27.5. Sammy likes the under. I've been trying to argue with him the last 24 hours about that wager. So don't lose your money Northwestern outright or the 27.5.
What's the final score? What's the final score you got?
I need something like 45-7. I think Oregon plays their backups because they're young. They want to continue to score with the backups. Like, I can understand if they were an older team and just shut it down. When the backups come in, they're all young kids that want to play. That's my only reservation with them on unders this year, is that the backups continue to try to score.
We'll see. Thank you.
Have a good day,
buddy. Wow. I watched this guy last night, by the way. We went to this local tavern out here, and he asked the bartender, how many wings come in an order? And the guy says, 7. Jeff goes, I'll take 3 orders of wings. The bartender looks at him and goes, really? And Jeff goes, damn. Look at me, dude. Look at me. I'm 6'6", 330 pounds. Yeah, I need more than 7 wings. Very, very, very large man, Jeff Shorts.
When he came in the room, I hear you go, off mic, you are not small.
No, not small. And I'm tall. I'm 6'2". I'm about 220 right. pounds. I look small when I walk around with him.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Oregon. Yes, they should kill them. We understand it, but it is a quite an odd spot going on there in that game. But I don't know. Illinois people can't even bet on it, anyways. We'll get to that coming up, and I'm looking forward to 10 toes down. What else we got? You know what? I heard. Now we'll see if this is true. I heard that voicemails are being left for the show under BetMGM Network. You go to Odyssey app, go to BetMGM Network, and then there's a tab right next to Listen Live, correct, where you can leave a voicemail for the show. It's so easy.
It's very simple. I believe it's as simple as just hitting a microphone button. So I was kind of playing around with this last week because I was thinking, well, if nobody calls, maybe I'll call and just do a bunch of pranks. So if you go to the BetMGM Network, like I'm going to show it visually, there's the...
We're doing the Jerky Boys? Yeah. Like, what do you mean you're doing pranks?
Yeah, well, it was something about a car, right? Or no, you kicked my dog! You kicked my dog! So if you go to the BetMGM Network, I'm showing it visually if you're watching live, that orange button is listed live, and then the button right next to it has a microphone. And all you do is hit the microphone, and you are able to leave a voicemail. Paul says we have a couple. So I want to play those at the end of the show. I like to play them during lightning bets. I like to do anything that we have to do important. I like to do that at the end of the show because that's the number one segment. People listen to lightning bets more than any other segment. So maybe we should tee a couple up at the end of the show. Like, that seems to be a novel idea.
For sure. Okay, so mine looks a little bit different. But, yeah, you've got the lit up orange listen live. And then right next to it, it does have a microphone. And it says, send a voice message. So it's easy. Oh. It's right there for you.
Oh, okay.
I was like watching my grandpa.
Chris Broussard trying to join the show right now, too.
That was pretty rough.
Was that Chris Broussard? Couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joe, that was a tough Zoom. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Tough.
Okay. Same thing with yours. Like, I couldn't make anything out. Like, that's.
Oh, I was way closer than you. What do you mean? That's right there. It's literally right on Main Street, right there. You were like.
Sam at least got the buttons into the frame. You saw like a sliver of the corner of Joe's phone.
Listen, I'm very concerned about showing anybody my phone, especially you guys, and on the air. I don't know what's going to pop up. You have no idea. My algorithm is a dark place. It's not a place that you want to visit or anybody should visit.
You're showing us your Odyssey app, not your TikTok feed, my man.
I was making sure. I don't really have a TikTok. I actually looked today because I was looking at all the social media platforms that we need to promote for the show. And I was curious. I'm like, oh, yeah, we do have TikTok and I'm not on TikTok. So I was like, what? How are we doing there? I'm like, oh, that's a good amount of followers. And then I started scrolling down all the videos that are posted on the network's account. There is one common theme, and it's probably not going to come as a surprise to you, Sam. If you have a college football take, go to TikTok because it is going to get thousands and thousands of views no matter what. Like some of the NFL stuff, like nobody cares. But on TikTok, everything that the BetMGM network posts relating to college football, like PJ, like every college play, like a million hits. Like they're probably going on there to scream at you or it gets posted in Reddit or something if you're going against your team. But it feels like college football does very well. That's one thing I know about TikTok.
Every time I talk with Kate, who does a great job running our social team, she tells me that Joe O is big on TikTok. TikTok loves you. She
incorrect.
Always, I swear to God, she says that every time we talk about social, she says that Joe O is big on TikTok. And I don't believe her, says that, well, like she's not saying you use it a lot. She's saying that when you have a take, and they use something from BetSweats on TikTok, it explodes. So something you're doing, whatever it is, your vibe, your feng shui, you click on TikTok. That's all she's saying.
Maybe I need to start posting on TikTok. Maybe that's what I need to do.
I will not. I can't do it. I'm not doing TikTok. I'm not doing threads. I have enough going on.
What about Blue Sky?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
People stopped. I did notice that. Like, everybody stopped with the Blue Sky stuff. But I don't know if people are posting there or whatever. But nobody's promoting it anymore. It went away.
Well, I don't want to get too deep into this. I couldn't even be on Twitter yesterday. It was the worst day of Twitter I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I literally couldn't be on it from, I don't know, 2 o'clock. Everything stopped, and I couldn't. I had to shut the phone off. I was like, this is...
Oh yeah,
it's a bad day. It's a bad day for the internet. But no, I will not be on. I will not be on Threads or TikTok. I hope, unless they make me do it, I will not do it.
Yeah, I don't think Threads is a thing. I think it's made up. It's like Paul with the sweeper, made up pitch. I think Threads is a made up social media platform. That's where I'm at on that. I see it on Instagram, but I'm like, that's not real.
But Instagram. Does Instagram work with Threads or does it own Threads or does Meta? I'm so confused. Every time I see an Instagram post, I see that your friends are on Threads. So there's got to be some synergy there between Threads and Instagram.
Yeah. Every time I go on Instagram, they tell me that Adam Hogue has something on Threads that I need to see. Like,
well, that's true. There's a lot of can't miss stuff there. Yes. Yeah.
But Threads is Instagram.
Paul?
Like Instagram,
it's the same
Threads
thing.
Is Instagram? What does that mean?
Instagram Threads is a derivative of Instagram.
Is Threads more like Twitter?
Derivative moon.
What?
Derivative
moon. Is Threads more like Twitter?
It's like a Twitter spinoff for Instagram.
Twitter adjacent.
Right. Okay.
But it's a,
so if you hate Elon,
it's an Instagram property. I mean, if you hate Elon, I guess you're a Zuck guy.
I'm not buying anything that you're selling right now. Like, you don't
Joe,
see
it's ready to show up on Instagram.
Okay. No, I know. I've seen that.
But I am 10
when you're
toes
saying
down.
It,
I'm doing it early.
You're like asking
Threads
questions.
Threads is part of Instagram.
The blue sky people, the blue sky people all left X because of the hate speech and then just took their hate speech to blue sky. So it was like, really? I mean, like everybody hates everybody these days. Whatever.
Where were we? What were we going to
I don't
talk
know.
About?
I don't. Did you? By the way, did you not see Chris Broussard bust in here probably to talk about his Ravens? So I saw
the door open, but I didn't see that it was him.
So he yesterday. I saw him yesterday, and I told him, I'm like, dude, stop posting before the game is over, because he was doing the Ravens victory lap on Sunday night. He's got this thing where he posts a bag of chips when the game is out of reach. And he posted the chips and the Ravens robe and all that. And it was 40-25. And then obviously the Bills come back. And he goes, I got to stop doing that. I'm like, yeah, man, maybe wait till the game is over. And he was like, man, they had it in the bag. And I'm like, I know. And we gave the stat. This has happened now 8 times under John Harbaugh, where they've had a 90% chance to win and they've lost. It's a problem in Baltimore.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those primetime games this week with those late comebacks between Sunday night and then the same thing Monday night, when people start doing the victory lap stuff, like a lot of times those win probabilities, they do get home, but maybe they're on games that people aren't paying attention to. When you start seeing victory laps, maybe you just take the other side. You didn't even get the best of the number, but you had an awesome bet on the Bills live.
Yeah. 11.39, I think, was my price, plus 11.39. But there were people that were betting it at 30-1 with like 90 seconds left to go in the game.
Yep.
Did you also see yesterday there was, I keep using this term, McCarthy derangement syndrome. Did you see that he won offensive player of the week in the NFC? And he did not have numbers. If you take all the numbers of all the quarterbacks in the NFC and just took the names away, that guy would not win offensive player of the week, but he did because of that fourth quarter, and people were losing their minds that JJ McCarthy won the offensive player of the week.
Why? I mean, it was his first start, and that goes into it as well. And being on the road, a divisional matchup under the lights, everybody's watching. And then as the game went on, he got better. I don't understand why, especially when you look at it and there were so many, I don't know about star players, but let's say name quarterbacks that threw for less than 200 yards this week. Not many went like off. Aaron Rodgers did 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a great week. Justin Fields had a great week and a loss. But the names at the very top of the board, like, yeah, you had your Josh Allens. I guess Is that the argument that it had to be Josh Allen?
Well, no, because this is NFC AFC. So Josh Allen's AFC.
Right.
This was just the NFC Player of the Week on offense, and JJ McCarthy won the honors.
I don't have an issue with that. He earned it, man. I don't think it's the last honors that McCarthy's going to be getting. 10 Toes Down is next. Joe O, Sammy P, be here. This is the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.